Today, Saskia and I will discuss the strange and often illegal off-field behaviours from some of AFL's biggest stars, both past and present.
From the VFL to the teenage rookies and the 200-plus gamers, the money and the notoriety are some of the biggest driving factors behind these actions. With the AFL being such a large part of Australian culture, these scandals are quick to flood social media and almost everyone is exposed to the players' wrongdoings. The few we have selected today highlight the wide variety of controversies that the sport has seen over the years.
So, Sass, what do we have on today? Who do we have on to talk about this issue?
So for the podcast today, we will be interviewing Glenn Archer, former North Melbourne player, inductee into the AFL Hall of Fame.
Absolute superstar he is.
Massive, absolutely massive. And we'll also be talking to St Kilda VFL player Ethan Williams. He's a local Melbourne boy. And just sort of to get the sort of range of how the issue affects young players and also ex-players.
Yeah, so we talk about the why reason for this year and why it's so prominent right now in the AFL.
Well, when we were discussing what we were going to do as a topic, the boys are really into footy. They know a lot about it. And I made the comment that the only thing I know about footy is scandals and the bad behaviour of AFL players. And Will made a really good point about how in the past year, over $578,000 worth of fines have been dished out to players for a wide range of poor behaviours to do with drugs, like behaviour on the field, off the field, fights, you name it, they're doing it.
Yeah, you have Zach Butters leading the charge with $32,000, followed closely behind Toby Green, captain of the GWS Giants. This year, the main issue seen across the board for plenty of fines has been the finger. Most recently, Nick Watson on Sunday's Richmond game. He was seen flipping off to the crowd and pointing to the scoreboard. This comes after Harley Reid and Bailey Smith has done it on two occasions to the crowd at the Geelong Hawthorn game. But these current issues, the ones that talked about, you know, the bird, it's all harmless and fun. There isn't real damage done with that. There are some more serious ones. So, Sass, you talked about Jamara Youghagen recently.
Yeah, and all the things happening with him pulling the gun on a housemate.
Allegedly.
Being involved in some not-so-legal group behaviours. We can't name names as such. And it's really sad to see, considering his young age and how he's undeniably a really great player and would have a really incredible career, but it seems like he's sort of throwing it away.
Yeah, you got a feel for the Doggies. You know, took him in pick number one in the 2020 draft, and he's wasting it away, taking up a lot of salary cap space on the list. More recently, Noah Bolter as well, getting into the fight, and now restricted with a curfew, which is a issue in itself, not allowing himself to play night games during the rest of the season until July. So, Sass, we've talked about some sort of pretty minor, sort of pretty lighthearted sort of incidents as of recently, but, you know, there's Taron Thomas, who played for North Melbourne, as he had a plethora of issues for the last couple of years. It started with threatening to distribute an intimate image of a woman, and then it evolved in 2024 to domestic abuse towards his partner at the time. He received an 18-game suspension, but he was followed by North Melbourne to severed ties with Thomas at the end of the season. He tried to make his comeback through VFL this year through the Northern Bull Ants, and that was later dismissed following criticism by social media and the sponsors of the club. This year, he was also arrested for drug possession, and it just shows that these sort of players that enter the system with not the right guidance, and I guess the bad apple amongst the group, don't rise to the occasion like other players do. And I know you talked about Brendan Favola.
Yeah, I mean, so there's plenty of players that have been caught, you know, doing the wrong thing, and their career has suffered tremendously for it, and they were never able to bounce back. But on the other hand, there are some legends, you know, such as Brendan Favola, playing for Carlton and the Brisbane Lions, who was able to resurrect his career quite impressively and is still a radio presenter, still very notable in the game. His struggles with gambling is pretty well known, but another thing that Fev was involved in was an affair with a 19-year-old model back in 2007. Freshly 19, may I add, while he was already married and his wife had given birth to two of their children. After this was Lara Bingle, now Lara Worthington, who is also a pretty notable Australian figure. A couple years after the affair ended, Fev was caught distributing an image of Bingle in the shower. It was picked up by a news outlet and was later published all over the internet, which the internet wasn't as big at the time, but it was also printed in a magazine, which she ended up suing the magazine. scene for this case because they couldn't go straight through Feb. There weren't enough laws with to do with revenge porn and protecting people at the time. But it's still, it's the principle of it. It's the thought that this married guy sleeping with a teenage girl with a newborn baby, it's just, it, and yet people don't speak about it. It's never brought up. And his career really hasn't suffered because of it. He's still pretty well respected among the footy community.
Yeah, he definitely, I think, has these antics. Like the 2009 Brownlow was definitely an iconic moment across this of the AFL and the repercussions it had for his career. But yeah, Feb's an interesting case because, yeah, the media and stuff, they sort of very much respect him nowadays. And the community, AFL community as a whole and everyone else, holds him quite high standard. And I think a lot of the stuff he's done in the past has been wiped clean slate, which is surprising for what he's done. You know, he's had all those issues and there is second chances involved, yes, but he was a constant offender of so many different things.
Cool. So just like start by introducing yourself and what you play.
I'm Ethan Williams and I play for the Sandringham Zebras.
So as a young player aspiring for the AFL, do you feel a responsibility to represent yourself and the team well?
Yeah, yes, definitely, of course. I think it's both on-field and off-field. You've got to set a good example because people will always follow in your footsteps, but I'll also follow in other people's footsteps. So putting your best foot forward and showing the best example is always probably the best thing to do, hey?
How do you feel when you see other players in the news for things like behaving badly and drugs?
Well, to be honest, it's pretty sad to see. But, yeah, I don't condone it at all. I think as well as that you're given such a big opportunity to play in Australia's biggest sport and you're kind of shown that you're taking advantage of it is quite disappointing. So I think no wonder that the media is all over it and they show, they rip into players when they do it and stuff like that because you're given such a big opportunity with also a massive price tag on it. It's pretty sad to see most of the time.
Do you feel like the players can be unfairly represented because of a few bad ones?
I think there's always been a bit of a stereotype on AFL players and that sometimes they're not always the most mature people out there. But I think as well that the AFL is given, especially younger kids that make a mistake, another opportunity and a second chance and given the opportunity to, you know, shine and show them what they're really capable of after a mistake.
Have you witnessed some of this behaviour firsthand among other people?
From a drugs perspective, no. From, I guess you always, not at that highest level when it comes to maybe local footy and growing up and being around it. Yeah, you see some things that definitely shouldn't be happening, especially on a player's behalf, but from the illegal point of view, no, not firsthand.
What's some advice that you would give to other young and aspiring players if they start to get caught up in these kinds of scandals?
Wake up. Just, you kind of got to realise that everything you do is your choice. So no matter what you're doing, you should realise that it's either putting yourself in jeopardy or it's going to affect others around you. So if it's what you really want, you've got to best you take a second look and go back to what you really are aspiring to be.
Big thanks to Glenn and Ethan for joining us today on the podcast. We've really gained sort of an insight into the AFL media and the world behind the scenes, the players they deal with. I'll now hand over to Sass to introduce our next podcast for the next episode.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Next week on the podcast, the topic will be exploring the gender divide in youth political trends across Australia.